Thank you and good morning. The Census of Agriculture is a complete count of U.S. farms and ranches and those who operate them. Not only does the census cover large commercial operations, but it also includes urban farms that may raise a small amount of produce or a few animals for meat. The census is conducted every 5 years, and USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue has a message for farmers everywhere.
I'm Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. If you received a 2017 Census of Agriculture, please return that questionnaire today. We at USDA and many others use the results to guide programs and funding, so please don't delay. It's easier and faster than ever to respond online at agcensus.usda.gov or by mail today.
For assistance, call toll-free 888-424-7828. A message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
That was USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue. There is new legislation regarding the trucking industry that may soon be put into law. I discussed these new legislations with Don Schaefer, Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of legislation. We just got done with the General Assembly. General Assembly adjourned about 2 weeks ago, and quite a few bills that were put out there that may be of interest, of course, to some of the listeners. One of the bills was HB 5749. This is a piece of legislation that was a bill sponsored by a Republican and Democrat legislators, which would allow farmers to apply for a special permit from IDOT that basically would allow a 10% overage for farmers during harvest season, especially when to get the crop out of the out of the field. Mm-hmm. You know, under this bill, they would apply to IDOT for a free permit. They can haul up to 10% more than the gross vehicle weight of the truck on a state route. Does not include interstate highways, but you know, Route 16 out here, you know, 127, yeah. Route 4. But then that's a state permit. What the trucker would have to do though is to make sure that he talks to the local jurisdiction. Township road commissioner, county highway engineer, whoever, to make sure that you know, they can travel on those local roads. Mm-hmm. Local jurisdiction may say, "Okay, we'll issue a permit too," and then, but that's up to the local jurisdiction. This is fairly common. You know, a 10% overage. You know, gives some leeway in terms of number one, being able to load from the field. You know, sometimes, you know, they aren't too sure when they're loading from the field how much they have in there.
Yeah.
But it also allows them the opportunity, if there is a harvest emergency or what have you, to be able to get in there to be able to get that grain out. Depending on where you were at last year, some areas of the state, you know, it was December before they were getting some of the, you know, the corn especially out of the fields. Mm-hmm. And then you start dealing with, you know, stock, you know, deterioration and that type of stuff. And it makes it really difficult for the farmer to be able to get the combines in there, you know, be able to get the trucks in there to pull everything out. This is basically, you know, what we've seen in terms of kind of a transition in our law. This would basically, though, it would compare to what other states are doing. Missouri's doing it. Mm-hmm. Kentucky does it. Indiana. So the bill still has to go to the governor. Governor has, he can sign it or he can veto it. But right now, we don't know of any reason why he would not sign it. Basically, the harvest, basically the harvest season would be from September 1 to mm-hmm. December 31. Okay. So, good piece of legislation. We'll see what happens to it. Again, that's something for the governor to decide. You know, other legislation out there. I mean, there's another piece of legislation out there which allows operators, truck operators, and anyone out there to be able to have above ground fuel tanks up to 12,000 gallons. Mm-hmm. This is a convenience for truck operators, because a lot of them don't want to put in underground storage tanks. They'd much rather have an above ground tank. Mm-hmm. And 12,000 gallons is an amount that makes it economical for the truck operator to buy the fuel, buy the tank wagon and what have you, and to be able to have that to have that fuel on site. Again, good compromise piece of legislation, and that legislation did go through.
That was Don Schaefer with the Midwest Truckers Association. Just a reminder that this week kicks off county fair season with Greene County and Carrollton. Starting at 8 a.m. on Friday the 15th is the FFA Livestock Show. Saturday the 16th is the 4-H Show, starting off at 8 a.m. with the Poultry Show held in the Beef Barn and the Beef and Dairy Show in the Show Arena. Rabbits will also be shown starting at 9 a.m. in the Beef Barn. The Goat and Sheep Show will begin immediately after the Rabbit Show in the Hog and Sheep Barn. Immediately after Sheep is the Swine Show, and that will also be in the Hog and Sheep Barn. Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m., the Cat Show will be held in the Extension Office. The last show of the day is the Dog Show, which will begin at 2 p.m. and will be held in the Extension Office. Sunday the 17th, the Western Horse Show will start at noon in the Riding Arena, and the 4-H auction will be held on June 18th at 6 p.m. in the Show Arena. That's all the time we have on your farm show this morning. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.